A Washington story now. Hey, let's go to the White House.
Burn a bush, cuss for peace, he no push no button. Killing over all in Greece, no weapons of destruction. How can we follow leader when it's a corrupt one? The government's a G-unit and they might buck young. Black people in the urban area one. I hold up a peace sign, but I carry a gun.
That's from A Letter to the Law, hip-hop artist Common, who is actually on the invite list for Michelle Obama's poetry program tonight at the White House. And this is the kind of thing that Bill O'Reilly could do an entire hour on, Glenn Beck maybe a couple of months of programs on. We're going to spend a few minutes talking about the controversy here with Chris Richards, pop music critic for The Washington Post. How big of a deal is this? And Michelle Obama's poetry program, it seems that if she's serious about this invitation, she really wants to take a look at the contemporary poetry scene.
I think that's true. And the White House, this White House in particular, has had a huge embrace of pop music since taking office. There's been a huge support for pop musicians of all genres. But this is one of the first hip-hop artists to attend a White House event and actually perform. So I think that's why we're seeing a lot of discussion going on right now about Common's appearance tonight.
Now, one of the most controversial invitations to the White House ever was when Frederick Douglass came at the invitation of Abraham Lincoln. But in terms of musical artists, what are the controversies in the recent past?
Well, you know, when we think about pop musicians coming to the White House, we don't think of them as controversial so much as iconic. I think you think of Nixon shaking Elvis Presley's hand. You think of the Reagans with Michael Jackson. This is a little bit different because the Obamas have brought in such a vast spectrum of music and bringing in musicians so frequently. We're seeing a lot of support for that and then now some criticism as well.
And set the criticism in context. I mean, does the White House want to embrace a broad sort of freedom of speech driven, you know, sometimes unflinching critique of the U.S. government?
Well, I think that might be a little bit too much. We're talking about Common. I mean, this is one of the most highly regarded rappers out there right now, and he's extremely uncontroversial. That one excerpt that you played is definitely one of his more fiery political pieces, but he's, for the most part, a very socially uplifting guy, a socially conscious guy, and someone that Fox News, who's been criticizing this appearance, actually praised in a piece last year that, you know, some
really?
Folks on the internet trudged up. Yes, exactly. So
fair and balanced, buddy.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's right.
Both sides. So last
there
year, Common
go.
Was great, and today he's horrible. So,
do you think there are limits at the White House of artists that you could not imagine going?
Absolutely. You know, I wrote a piece last year for the Post saying, you know, where's the hip hop? How come they haven't brought a hip hop artist yet? Because this was a genre of music that really mobilized to get behind Obama and mobilized a lot of voters for his 2008 campaign.
Okay. Will.i.am was right in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I, you know, and of course, Will.i.am, I think, attended the Easter egg role. But how come no one had performed in the White House yet? I think it's a very touchy subject, and they know that it puts them up to criticism. So I think bringing in Common is a great first step, and hopefully there'll be more hip hop in the White House from my perspective.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the fallout is, and you know, also interesting to think long term of what Michelle Obama's poetry program might actually produce in the young people who are influenced by it. Chris Richards, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Chris Richards is the pop music critic for The Washington Post, talking about the invitation, among others, to the artist Common to Michelle Obama's poetry program tonight at the White House.